Hebrews 11, it starts out, verse 2, by faith the men of old gained approval. In the margin it says, obtained a good testimony. Literally. And you see the same wording back here in verse 39. All these, having gained approval, or literally obtained a testimony through their faith. By faith, they obtained a testimony. And I tell you, everyone here, that's one thing you've got to do if you haven't done it. You have got to obtain that. There's something you've got to get. Something you better get, or you're going to go to hell. You have got to obtain a testimony. That is a testimony that you're a Christian and that you're headed for heaven. Earth is not your home. You're putting your trust in Jesus Christ to be your sin bearer. You've got to get a testimony. You've got to obtain a testimony, a good testimony. And you do that by faith. Yeah, I am believing God. I'm believing Christ. I'm believing the Word of God. I believe I'm a Christian. I'm not going by feeling. I'm going by faith. I may not have any feelings. When I started out on the Christian path, I did not have any feelings. I had no flashing lights. I just saw that this is right. The Word of God is true. I've got to be born again. I've got to live. I've got to put all my eggs in one basket. I've got to go with Christ. I've got to forsake these sinful friends. I've got to forsake sin. And so I started out by faith, taking God at His Word, but I didn't have a bit of feeling. And the friends, they laughed. Those fraternity brothers, they said, "You'll get over it before long." There, I knew you're wrong. I knew they were wrong right then. I wasn't going to get over it. I hadn't seen much, but what I saw was real. What I saw was real. Isn't that right, Sam? What you saw was real. It was enough glory. You saw enough glory to pull up stakes and to pitch your tent in Canaan's fair and happy land.